Next, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. Title, Nostalgic Christmas. Text, a Leif Films Media production. A row of cabs in front of a store called Sinclair's.
Okay, one more meeting, Dad, I promise, then I'm on my way.
You only have a 5-hour train ride to North Bay, there's no rush.
Dad, you're closing the store after Christmas. We have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, sweetheart, Christmas is in 3 weeks.
I haven't even listed the place yet.
Dad, it was your idea to retire.
I know.
Are you having second thoughts?
Not about being closer to you and
your sister. I was just, you know, I guess I was hoping that maybe you might change your mind about taking over the place, huh?
Dad, I already have a job, which I am now late for. I'll see you tonight, okay?
Can't wait. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
And smiles and hangs up her phone. Bill sighs. A toy train in the store window.
And finally, this is going to be one of the hottest toys of the season. It can make and learn custom sounds the kids create, like whinnies or neighs, or they could make it into a talking horse. It allows them to share what they make with friends who also have the toy.
What? So the toys can talk to each other?
Welcome to the future. Okay, so that is the overview for the toys this year. All of our Sinclair stores have enough stock to get us through Christmas. I will be back in January.
Wait, you're the toy buyer for all of our stores, so how can you be gone at Christmas?
Oh, my part is done. I find the toys, I buy the toys, Now it is your job to sell them.
So I'm going anyplace fun?
North Bay, Maine. My dad's closing up his toy shop and I'm gonna help him out.
Oh, so toys are a family business.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Hmm. I actually used to make wooden toys when I was young.
That's quite a leap from there to talking horses.
I know. You'd never find anything like these in my dad's store. If it's not made of wood, it is not a real toy, as far as he's concerned. Okay, I gotta get going. Are there any questions?
No, that was awesome.
Great, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
A neighborhood from above. A taxi pulls up in front of Garrison Toys and looks out the back seat into the store. The driver gets Anne's suitcase out of the trunk.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
She wheels her suitcase towards a home.
Doors open.
Her dad puts decorations on the wall.
Hello.
Annie Benanny.
Dad, why are you calling me that?
Oh, I used to call you that all the time.
Yeah, when I was 10.
Christmas is coming. I'm feeling nostalgic. So, how was the cab ride over? Did you hit traffic?
Yeah, I did, actually, but it gave me a chance to call Tom Novak.
Your boyfriend from high school?
Well, yes, but more importantly, he's a realtor now. I'm meeting him tomorrow to put the store on the market.
Oh.
And, Dad, you still have to decide if you want to sell the house, too.
Annie, you didn't have to do that. I would have gotten to it.
You said you wanted to close the store after Christmas. The longer you take to list it, the longer it's going to sit empty.
I've been running that store for 40 years. And this house, you know, I have to think about it. You and your sister grew up here. But I know it's time, right?
Okay, listen, I'll tell you what. We'll deal with real estate tomorrow. Tonight, more garlands.
It's the Christmas spirit, yes.
They hug. Exterior of a house on a lake.
All right, come on, Jess. I told Mrs. Winslow I'd be in early this morning.
Aunt Patty can take me.
No, Aunt Patty can't. She's picking up after school.
Dad, if you're going to work early, doesn't that mean you're not going to be late, just not as early as you want it to be?
I don't think Mrs. Winslow would appreciate that distinction.
It's almost Christmas. She can't get mad at you at Christmas. And anyway, aren't you the boss?
I'm the manager. She owns the mill, so she's the boss.
Hello.
Hi, Aunt Patty.
Morning.
I brought muffins.
Great, something for the road. All right, Jess, come on. We gotta get going.
I'll see you after school, Jess.
Oh, wait. The auditions for the Christmas pageant are today.
I haven't decided if I'm gonna do it.
Jess, you've been begging me every year since we moved here to be a part of the pageant. You're old enough now, so why wouldn't you?
Because then I'd have to get up in front of people and sing.
You love singing.
And you really love Christmas songs. That sounds like a match made in the North Pole to me.
Jesse looks down. Keith looks at her.
The auditions are after school. Just think about it, okay?
She looks up and nods.
Go get your backpack.
She gets up from the table and runs off.
I have to get going too, but I'll try to encourage her when I pick her up this afternoon.
Thank you. Best sister-in-law ever.
That's what the coffee mug says. Hey, any word about the mill?
No, not yet. Mrs. Winslow still hasn't decided whether or not she's going to sell.
They employ half the town.
I know. If it closes, there's going to be a lot of people out of work.
Maybe you should consider the job they offered you at the mill in Vermont.
I don't want to uproot Jesse unless I have to. It took her a long time to get used to North Bay when we moved here after Janie died. Yeah, besides, if we moved, you and Sean would miss us too much.
We'd miss Jesse.
Oh, come on, you love having us live next door.
My husband likes you living next door, but only because you have the bigger TV. I think you're okay, I guess.
Yeah, you too. I guess.
They wave at each other. Keith sighs.
Jesse!
Jesse comes downstairs in her jacket.
Ready!
Forgetting something?
She looks down and sees that she has slippers on.
Oops. I hate that your dad's store is closing, but I love that you're here for the holidays.
Colleen, I'm always here for the holidays.
You come in on Christmas Day, and then you go right back to New York. That leaves very little time for your best friend since first grade.
Well, she'll have plenty of time with me this year.
Speaking of which, what are you doing tonight?
Exciting stuff. I'm cleaning out a storage room with my father.
Sounds like every girl's dream. But how about coming to town hall instead? We're putting together committees to plan the town Christmas events.
Oh, you're getting a late start this year, huh?
Well, it's the same three events every year. Silent auction at the tree lighting, carnival, pageant on Christmas Eve. It's like cutting and pasting. Yeah. The committee's really just herd reindeer, so to speak.
Well, I'm already herding some pretty stubborn reindeer with my dad in the store. I'm meeting Tom Novak this afternoon to put it up for sale.
Oh, reuniting with your high school boyfriend.
That was a long time ago.
He's single, you're single.
Stop! After Christmas, I'm going back to New York, so even if I was still interested in him that way,
okay, it's... okay. I won't bring it up again. As long as you agree to help with the Christmas events.
Oh,
come on. You used to do the pageant every year growing up. This is like coming home.
My dad, the store, remember? Okay, fine. I'll do something simple and easy, like ice. I'll bring ice.
7:30, town hall. Until your dad, I say hi.
And smiles as Colleen leaves and walks into the toy store. She looks around. She sees toys on shelves. She looks at a Christmas tree and wrapped gifts next to it. She smiles and walks towards the back.
Dad?
Good morning, sweetie.
Bill walks out wearing a brown apron.
Why didn't you wake me up?
Because people sleep in when they're on vacation.
Listen, if I was on vacation, I'd be somewhere warm with a tropical drink in my hand.
Well, that is not very Christmassy. Where's your holiday spirit?
Oh, it's in New York in January, which is when most companies pitch me their ideas for next Christmas. So by the time December rolls around, I'm kind of over it.
Well, get over being over it, huh? Since this is going to be our last one here, I want this to be the most spectacular Christmas in the history of Garrison Toys.
And smiles at him.
Yeah, it's an end of an era.
It certainly is.
Okay, I thought we'd start in the storage room today.
But I'm not... I wanted...
Bill sighs.
How about... Silent Night?
Too slow.
Okay. How about Jingle Bells?
Too fast.
Oh, how about Silent Night really fast or Jingle Bells really slow?
Look what I found. Your Santa's.
Bill carries out a box.
Oh, I haven't seen those in years.
You made these the summer before you went off to college, right?
Yeah, I was going to give them out as gifts that year.
Then why didn't you?
I don't know. Changed my mind, I guess.
Oh, listen to this.
And picks up a Santa doll.
I am Secret Santa. I keep the secret of Christmas and only share it with children who believe.
Bill picks up another one.
I am Christmas Wish Santa. I remind children to believe in the magic of Christmas.
I got these from that advent calendar Mom had. Do you remember the ones with all the sayings about Christmas? I just don't really remember them being quite so sentimental.
Well, I think they're sweet.
And smiles and looks down. Jesse stops.
Oh, no!
What? What?
I forgot. I was supposed to bring something for the toy drive at school today.
Jesse.
I'm sorry, but the toy store is right there.
You know, we're already late, okay? And I don't even think it's open.
I can't go to school without a toy.
Okay, okay. Well, put on your I'm an adorable 10-year-old take pity on me face. God. You are frighteningly good at that. All right, come on. Let's go.
I still wish you did things like this.
Yeah, well, New York apartments are expensive, even without a wood shop.
So, what do you want me to do with these?
I don't know. I can't really keep them at my place.
Well, we can't just throw them away.
Well, we can't keep every memory in here.
Should at least keep one.
And picks up a Santa.
Woodworker Santa.
Good choice.
I'll get it.
Anne opens the door to the store.
Hi, sorry, we're not open yet.
Oh, I know, it's an emergency.
A toy emergency?
I forgot to bring something for the toy drive at school. Please?
Anne looks behind her and back at Jesse.
How do I say no to that face? Okay, come in.
Jesse and Keith go into the store.
Morning, Keith.
Morning, Bill.
Is that Miss Jessie I see?
Hi, Mr. Garrison.
Sorry about this. We need a little something for the toy drive.
Sure.
Something special.
Well, you've come to the right place. I mean, everything here is very special. Huh? Let's see what we can find. Follow me.
Remember, it needs to be really special.
Oh, Keith McClain.
Anne Garrison, Bill's daughter.
Oh, nice to meet you. I hear the store is closing down soon?
Yeah, my dad's retiring.
Well, we will certainly miss it. This is some quality work, you know. You don't find that in a lot of toys these days.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
And don't even get me started on these new high-tech toys. I don't need my daughter's doll having more processing speed than my laptop.
Well, in today's market, it's like...
Who decides that we should buy that kind of stuff for our kids for Christmas anyway?
That would be me. I'm a toy buyer for Sinclair's department store.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. didn't mean that what she did was...
That's fine.
I didn't mean that...
I think we have a winner.
Great. Hey, Jess, go ahead and pay for it.
My dad thinks he's funny.
All dads think they are.
That'll be 20.
Okay. Here you go.
Jessie tells me that she's auditioning for the pageant today.
Thank you.
Maybe.
Oh, you should. It's so much fun. I did it every year when I was growing up.
Well, she's a little nervous about singing in front of people other than me.
Keith pats her head.
I think we might have just a thing for that.
Bill takes out a Santa.
Yeah. I am Super Santa. The superhero in every child. Ready to make the world a better place. I think maybe he can help you with your audition today.
Wow, these are so cool.
Annie made those.
You did? These are really, really good.
Thanks. I hope it helps. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas. Thanks, Belle. All right, come on, let's go.
Well, that was a good idea. Now we have something to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Free gift with every purchase.
They both look out the window as Keith helps Jessie with her jacket. They look at each other.
First of all, I can't get over how good you look.
Tom, I already gave you the listing for my dad's store. You don't have to keep flattering
me. I'm serious.
Anne and Tom walk on a bridge.
Hey, do they still do the Christmas carnival?
Every year. Do you remember the year where I won you that huge snowman stuffy?
You won me the huge snowman stuffy? No, you only gave it to me because you didn't want to carry it around the carnival.
That is not true.
That is so true. What else do we need to do to get my dad's store sold?
Well, I'll bring over the paperwork. We'll take some pictures. I'll create the listing, and then we'll go from there.
Do you think it's going to be hard to sell?
You know, it's in a great location, but I don't know. Mm. It's probably going to depend on what happens to the mill.
Mm. Yeah, my dad told me about that. Mm. Mrs. Wenzel wants to retire.
Yes. And a big company came in with an offer for the land. That's hard to ignore. So if the mill closes, that will affect the real estate market.
Well, I appreciate whatever you can do.
And of course.
I should get back to the store.
Yes, and I should get back to the office.
Okay.
Since you're in town for a while, I mean, why don't we grab a bite and catch up on old times?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Great. I'll give you a call.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Yep.
Tom smiles as he watches her go.
La 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 la. 'Tis the season.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, hey, there you are. I thought you were coming in early.
10-year-old daughter.
Say no more. Grab some garland.
I just came in for some coffee. I gotta go see Mrs. Wenzel.
To talk her out of selling?
Alicia, it's funny you think I have that kind of influence.
You could change her mind. She likes you. Mrs. Wenzel liking people doesn't happen often.
Mm-hmm. She's right. It's very rare.
Mrs. Wenzel.
Hello, Mrs. Wenzel.
Keith, Alicia. You're drooping. The garland.
Oh, sorry.
And I'm sorry I tried to make it here early, but...
No, it's fine. So, what is it that you need to change my mind about?
Keith turns to look at Alicia.
Well, it's about selling the mill.
Oh, that. Yes, well, I haven't decided yet, but if I do, it won't be done lightly. This place was in my late husband's family for generations. I know how important it is to the town and the people who work here, so...
I know you do.
Besides, it's time for me to retire. I want to be closer to my brother, my nieces and nephews. Walter and I never had children, so they're my only family.
I totally understand.
And that's why I like him.
Mrs. Wenzel leaves.
That was great, Gina. Thank you. You're next, Jesse.
Jesse sits in a chair and fidgets nervously. She stands up and goes to a door with a Christmas pageant audition sign. She turns and sits back down and looks at her Santa toy.
Jesse?
She stands up again, opens the door and goes in. Exterior of the town hall.
Anne, you came!
Of course. Figured you'd come find me if I didn't.
You're absolutely right. Let me introduce you around. Anne Garrison, this is Martin DeLong. He runs a Christmas tree lot.
Hi.
So you're a little busy.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And you know Alicia Gregory.
Only since what, my entire life? It's good to see you.
You too. It's good to see you. Oh, and this is Keith McClain.
Yeah, we actually met this morning, but I was too busy putting my foot in my mouth for a proper introduction.
It's okay. I'll give you a do-over. Just as well.
Ah, thank you. Nice to see you.
Me too.
Keith, where's Jesse?
Oh, auditioning for the Christmas pageant. Her aunt and her uncle are picking her up, so they should be here any minute.
Well, then let's get started. Everyone, if you could grab a seat, we're going to start.
Everyone takes a seat.
Thank you all so much for coming. A lot of empty seats this year. Well, let's start by finding our Christmas committee chairs. They will be responsible for overseeing the events, including the silent auction at the tree lighting, the carnival, and the pageant. Any volunteers?
No one raises a hand.
Come on, there must be a couple of brave souls out there. Anyone at all, just raise your hand. Come on, someone raise their hand.
Dad, I got a solo. Alicia, in the pageant, I got a solo.
That's incredible. High five.
Excellent. Thank you, Keith. Okay, so we just need one more.
What? Wait. No. I wasn't.
No, Colleen, that wasn't what it
Anne.
Was.
Wonderful. Thank you, Anne. Okay, so Anne Garrison and Keith McClain will be heading up this year's Christmas committee. Let's all give them a round of applause.
What just happened?
I have no idea.
You two are in charge of Christmas.
Keith's jaw drops. Two people walk past the toy shop.
Right there.
And everyone gets one of these.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Martin. Enjoy.
Thank you. My grandkids are going to love all of this.
Oh, hey, Martin, we need to pick up some trees for the pageant. Think we can stop by tonight?
Of course. And I'll be sure to set aside some good ones for you.
Oh, and sorry, what about the tree for the silent auction and lighting ceremony?
Oh, no, that's a giant 40-foot-tall artificial job. They keep it at the warehouse by the town hall.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
just put it right here.
Right here.
I think this can work.
Martin gets into his truck. He looks over at the Santa toy sticking out of his shopping bag. He picks it up and looks at it.
I am good neighbor Santa. I'm always there for people nearest and dearest to me. Willing to lend a helping hand when it's needed the most. That's nice, Santa. That is nice. Everybody could use a good neighbor.
Oh, Dad, I'm so sorry. I'll help you with that storeroom in a little while, but I just need 20 minutes with Keith before he goes to work.
Don't worry about it. The Christmas events are more important.
Okay, but we are going to get to it today.
Of course we will.
I think he's happy to have an excuse to procrastinate.
Well, he obviously loves this place. And those Santa figurines aren't the work of somebody who considered wood carving an idle hobby.
No, I guess you're right. I used to spend hours in that workshop. My dad used to have to drag me out.
So what changed?
I guess I did.
Keith nods and looks down.
Anyway, where were we? Okay, so this weekend we've got the silent auction and tree lighting. Oh, we've got volunteers to collect all the items and set everything up, so I guess that leaves just looking at the big artificial tree.
We can stop by the warehouse on the way to the tree lot.
Great.
Yeah.
And then the following weekend is the carnival. Today I'm going to speak to the guy who's bringing in all the booths and games, so we're good there.
Right, and I'm making calls to find some sponsors to pay for everything. We came up a little short on the budget this year.
That just leaves the pageant for Christmas Eve. Mr. Flannery at the school is handling all the music, so we just need to get programs and decorate.
This all seems pretty doable.
It's going to be a piece of Christmas fruitcake.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean the tree is gone?
I mean, it's gone. Nobody knows where it is.
How do you lose a 40-foot-tall Christmas tree?
This is a disaster. The tree lighting is what brings everyone out, and then they bid on the silent auction items. The school depends on that to fund the music program.
Okay, can't we just buy another tree?
Do you know how expensive those are? We can't afford it.
Okay, look, let's not panic. Maybe Martin at the tree lot knows where we can find a big tree. If not, I work at a lumber mill. We have a lot of trees.
Yeah.
Figure something out.
The tallest one I've got is about 10 feet. I don't have anything big enough for the tree lighting.
Well, do you know anyone that would?
Not this late in the season.
It's all right. I'll see what I can find at the mill tomorrow.
Okay, just let me know which ones you want for the pageant, and I'll have them delivered.
Thanks, Martin.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Let's go take a look around.
Okay.
Keith and Anne walk through the tree lot.
That's a pretty great kid you've got there.
Yeah, she's something else. I'm not sure how I got that lucky.
I'd say good parenting deserves more credit than luck.
You know, I do what I can with Patty and Sean. My sister-in-law and her husband, Mia, have been a huge help. It was actually their idea for us to move here when my wife passed away a few years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. That must have been tough.
Yeah, it was, but Jesse and I helped each other through. You live in New York, right?
Yeah, that's where I tell everyone what their kids want for Christmas.
Thought I was getting a do-over.
Right. Forgot about that.
You know, I don't think I could ever live in New York. I need nature. I was born to be a lumberjack.
All you need is a big blue ox.
Keep her in the garage. Let's go see Justin.
Okay.
You grew up here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a scholarship at NYU and just wound up staying. But I love coming back to visit.
Guess you probably won't be doing that. Your dad closes the store, huh?
No, I guess not. Although the way things are going with this Christmas committee, I probably won't be allowed back.
Yeah, I wonder how we'll ruin the carnival and the pageant.
Probably involves coal and stockings.
Yeah.
What about the pageant?
It's going to be great.
Jesse nods.
You know, Jesse, you should be really proud of yourself. I was 15 before I got a solo.
You had a solo too? Will you help me with my song?
Oh, I don't know.
Please, it was your Santa that got me to audition in the first place.
Really?
Yes, I wasn't gonna do it, but then Super Santa reminded me to be brave.
Well, that's very sweet. Are you sure you want me to help? I mean, what about your dad?
Have you heard him sing?
Ooh.
Okay, number one, ouch. And number two,
she's totally right.
And smiles.
Well, Jesse, I don't know. I haven't sung since I was a kid, and I really was not that great.
You had a solo, so you must have been. Please.
Jesse gives her a look.
Oh, that face. Okay, I'll help you.
Jesse hugs Anne.
Oh. Aww.
What about that one?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Exterior of the toy shop at night.
So all you have to do is sign on all the places that are marked, and then we can get the listing posted.
I need to read all of this first.
Of course, Mr. Garrison, there's no rush.
Sorry, this isn't easy for him.
I understand.
Keith walks in.
Oh, sorry to interrupt.
Hey, it's all right, Keith. This is Tom Novak. He's our realtor and an old friend. Keith and I are working on the Christmas events together.
Oh. Nice to meet you.
You too. How's Christmas going?
Well, 2 days before the Christmas tree lighting, and we still don't have a tree. So, Colleen wants to talk to us to go over our options.
Oh, all right. I'll go grab my coat.
Right.
I need to get back to the office, but we still need to catch up over dinner, so I'll make sure to give you that call.
Okay, sounds good.
See you, Mr. Garrison.
Tom leaves the store. Keith turns and watches him go. Trees at sunset from above.
This looks like a good place to find a tall tree.
Keith and Alicia get out of his car and start to walk.
Maybe up on that elevation. Might be some conifers up there.
We can go take a look.
Hey, thank you for helping me out.
I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for Anne.
Hey, I thought we were friends, huh?
We are. I've just known Anne since she was a little kid. She's one of the good ones.
Yeah. She seems really nice. What? I said she was nice. I didn't mean anything by it.
Why not? She's smart. She's funny.
And lives in New York. And will probably never come back to North Bay after her dad closes the store and moves away.
All right. Whatever you say. Let's go check the elevation.
Keith stands and thinks. He nods and looks over at Alicia and follows her. A large building with Christmas decorations.
I really hope Keith is able to find us a tree at the mill.
Well, he said he'd check every corner of the property if he had to.
You gotta admire his commitment. Keith is such a nice guy.
Yeah.
A nice, handsome, eligible guy.
Colleen, why do you do this?
Because I want you to be happy.
I am happy. In New York, hundreds of miles from here.
Who cares?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
How'd the tree search go?
Well, we might have some options, but I'm afraid none as big as the old one.
Well, it's still better than nothing, you know? And I really think people are still going to want to show up for the silent auction and the official start of the season.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course. I just think people will be disappointed. It's not the best way to kick off the holidays.
And we're sorry, Colleen, but we're still looking, and so's Mark.
Right, and we still have a couple days.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a Christmas miracle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was good, Jess.
So good. I still want you to project a little more, though. It sounds like you're holding back a bit.
That's what Mr. Flannery says.
It's okay. The pageant's in a couple weeks, so there's still plenty of time to get used to it.
Can we do it again?
Don't you want to decorate the tree?
Can we do both?
You know, that's not a bad idea. Why don't we sing carols while we decorate?
Sure. Where do we start?
Deck the halls?
Deck the halls with bells of holly. La 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 la. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a wide horse.
Keith, Jesse, and Anne decorate a tree.
See, there you go. When you're doing something else, it distracts you from thinking too much about singing. You weren't holding back at all on that one.
But how am I supposed to do that with my song in the pageant? I mean, there are no trees to decorate.
Well, you just have to remember what this feels like. You can even close your eyes and picture the tree and your dad.
And you and Super Santa.
Okay, well, if that works, then great.
Thanks, Anne.
Yeah. Thanks, Anne.
You're welcome.
Anne and Keith look at each other.
Okay. Well, I think we're all done here.
All right.
The three face the tree.
You ready? Three, two, one.
The tree lights up. Jesse hugs Keith and smiles. Jesse hugs Anne.
Well, what do you think?
It's nice.
This is the best I could do. I have a lot of extra trees this year, more than I can sell. And this is the biggest one.
Martin, it's great. Really, it's gonna be fine. Right, guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I gotta get back to the lot. I'll see you all tonight.
Thanks, Martin.
You're welcome.
Oh, let me help you with that.
Colleen runs off towards Martin.
I just feel like we disappointed everyone.
I know. Me too, but it's not like we lost the tree, right? It's not really our fault.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and we can just make a big deal out of the small tree, you know? Get people excited anyway. It's sort of the best we can do.
Agreed. And we got a lot to do before the carnival next week and the pageant the week after that, so let's not let this get us down.
Right.
Anne and Keith look at the tree. Martin parks his truck and looks over at his Santa toy sticking out of the glove box.
I have an idea.
People bring boxes of toys into the large building.
Thank you. Just straight through.
Come on, Merry Christmas.
Thank you for helping.
We only have an hour. Are you going to make it?
We're going to try. Hi. Thank you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
Exterior of the large building at night.
Jesse, I love those antlers on you.
Thanks. I only wear them for special occasions.
Only because I won't let her wear them all the time.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Anne, this place is beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we hope it works.
Oh, no, it's going to be great. Ah, someone is bidding on the wreath I wanted. You save me a dance for later?
Okay, of course. Good evening, everyone. Okay, that's our cue.
Ready? Let's go.
Colleen speaks to the crowd.
Christmas is 2 weeks away, so who's ready to kick off the season? We are going to do things a little differently this year, and to explain, I have the co-chairs of the North Bay Christmas Committee, Anne Garrison and Keith McLean. Hello, Merry Christmas. As you can see, we don't have the big Christmas tree this year.
Apparently, Santa needed it at the North Pole.
But with the help of Santa's elves and our friends, we were able to come up with something just as wonderful. And I think Jesse should push the button. Also, we're going to be doing the countdown a little differently this year. On the count of 10. Are you ready? Here we go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
Jesse presses a button. The trees light up.
So if you can't have one big tree,
have many regular sized trees. And even better, these trees were donated to us by Martin's Tree Lot. So thank you, Martin.
Cheers for Martin.
Come on, Martin. Thank you.
And don't forget to bid on the auction items. All the proceeds go to the school's music program.
The crowd applauds. Keith hugs Jesse. Anne and Keith look at each other.
Hey.
Hey.
I think that went well.
I think it went great. Everyone seems really happy.
Yeah.
And Colleen says the bids for all the auction items were way ahead of last year.
Oh, I'm so relieved. It's great. Yeah, just hopefully the carnival and the pageant go a little smoother.
Yeah, hopefully. I love this.
Yeah, me too.
Do you want to,
Anne? Oh. How about that dance?
Oh, were you?
Oh, no. Oh. It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, all right.
And follows Tom to the dance floor. They dance. Keith watches with his hands in his pockets. Exterior of Garrison Toys.
Anne, you don't need to do that now.
Daddy,
You have to get rid of some of these toys, otherwise you're going to have all this stock left over.
Sweetie, you need to focus on the Christmas activities, right? I mean, the carnival's in 3 days.
Yeah, I know. Keith is getting off work early today so we can meet the game operator at the event center. Oh, and he's bringing Jesse with him after school. Do you mind keeping her company while we're gone?
Sure. I can show her how to carve.
That's a little much for a 10-year-old, don't you think?
Well, you know, start with something simple like a Christmas tree. She can do the sanding and the painting. Besides, you were carving at that age.
Yes, but I grew up around Bill Garrison, master woodworker. It was like destiny for me.
You remember your first carving?
I do. It was a reindeer.
Uh-huh.
Or at least it was supposed to be.
It was beautiful.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Although at the time you said that it was the greatest carving ever done by anyone in the history of woodwork.
My little girl did it.
Oh, Dad. You're going to miss this place.
I think we both will. Hmm? Mm. I mean...
Anne and Bill hug.
Mm.
A car pulls up to a stone building. Keith walks towards a door with a sign that reads Wenzel Lumber Mill Office.
We missed you at the tree lighting the other night.
Well, with everything going on, I wasn't sure I'd be welcome this year.
Any update on the sale?
Not yet. No, I'm still considering my options. If there was someone who would buy the place and keep it running, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Well, I tell you, if I had the resources, I'd be happy to take it off your hands.
You would?
Of course. I mean, I wish there was a way I could save the place. You know, not just for the job or the town, but the mill, the people. It's become like a second home to me.
I understand what you mean. But at the end of the day, it is a business, and I have to treat it like one. Even if it means the town will be upset with me.
Well, you know, one of the items on my to-do list is to find a sponsor for the carnival. Small donation and a little encouragement for the mill employees to help out. Might help out around town.
You think so?
I think everyone could use a little joy in their lives, especially when they're uncertain about their future.
All right. Make it happen.
Thank you, Mrs. Wilson.
Keith looks around. Exterior of the large building with Christmas decorations.
So the food vendors are here getting everything all prepped.
Carnival games are being set up. We've got volunteers to man the booths, and thanks to you, the mill is paying for everything. Hmm. I think we're in good shape.
Agreed. You know, I should pick up Jesse. Your father is probably in need of a break right now.
Oh, my father is probably thrilled to have someone new to tell all his stories to.
Okay. Then you want to go grab a bite to eat? You know, like a work dinner. Talk about the carnival, the pageant.
Right. Yeah, we'll talk about work.
Okay.
Great.
So.
The back of the toy shop.
Okay. Well, what do you think?
Huh? It kind of looks like a Christmas tree.
We're not done yet, right? Now, this is the part where you get the help, right? Now, first, we have to sand off the edges, right? Okay. And then we use these tools here, all right, to carve the details like ornaments and the garland.
And then we paint it, right?
That's right.
This is really fun. Why do you not want to do it anymore?
Oh, no. I'm still going to do woodwork. I'm going to have a shop in my new home in Connecticut. But, you know, it'll be more of a hobby than a job.
What's the difference?
Well, I mean, running the store is a lot of hard work. You know, and I've been doing it for a long time.
But you did it because you love making toys, right?
I definitely do.
So if it's fun... and you love doing it, why are you not doing it anymore?
Bill looks flummoxed.
Oh, this looks so good. Okay, let's dig in. Ready? Here we go.
Well, we should definitely have these at the carnival.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is why they put New Year's resolutions after Christmas. Things like this have sold a lot of gym memberships.
You know, I'll have to ask Mrs. Wenzel if she'll include these in her carnival sponsorship.
I don't really know her that well, but I've never really thought of Mrs. Wenzel as being the Christmas spirit type.
Well, I think that's just the front she puts on. She's been nothing but kind to me ever since we moved here.
Where are you from originally?
Ohio. My dad worked at a mill, so I guess it's kind of in the McLean blood. But he and my mom retired a couple of years ago, so.
Do you get out to see them often?
Well, not as often as I'd like. They come here for Christmas Day, so Jesse likes it. Mm. How about you? Do you come here for Christmas every year?
Yeah. Yeah, I usually only make it for a day or two, but my sister and her husband and kids come in from Connecticut, and it's this big celebration.
It must have been amazing as a kid growing up around all those toys.
Yeah, I was convinced that it was Santa's workshop. I kept expecting to see elves.
So, did you?
Oh, I'll never tell.
So, you think you'll miss it?
Yeah, maybe. But times change, you know? Mm. It's like the Santa carvings. I loved doing that when I was a kid, but maybe it's time to let those go, too.
And replace it with some high-tech doohickey, right?
Doohickey? This is 1952.
I've seen the toy section at St. Clair's, and I stand by my word.
Anne smiles at Keith and takes a bite of dessert. Exterior of the toy shop. Jesse puts a tree decoration on a Christmas tree.
That is really good, Jesse. I think you may have a new career path. Maybe you should take over the store.
I think I'm ready.
Anne and Keith walk in.
Hello there.
Hi, Dad.
Jesse, that's so good.
Wow.
Did you do that all by yourself?
I had a little help.
Just a little bit.
Anne answers her phone.
Hey, Colleen, what's up? Oh, really?
And walks away from the group.
So I guess I'm not the only one in the family who works with wood now, huh?
Yeah, it was really fun. And not as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. You're a natural, kiddo.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Something wrong?
Jess, let me show you the new project I'm working on, huh?
Bill and Jesse walk away.
What's going on?
That was Colleen. She just got a call from Mr. Flannery at the school, and apparently he has a family emergency and has to go to Boston. He won't be back until after Christmas.
What about the pageant?
I don't know. He does everything. The music, the arrangements, the piano. I don't know how we're going to replace him.
I don't know. I'm going to tell Jesse.
They both look over towards Jesse with concern. Anne smiles as she sits next to Jesse at the piano.
Is that better?
So much better. Jesse, you're really getting this.
I know my musical sensibilities are in question here, but for what it's worth, I agree, sweetie.
I hope Mr. Flannery likes it. When am I going to practice with him again?
I'm not quite sure, sweetheart.
Jesse, why don't you sing it through one time without the piano while I talk to your dad?
Okay.
And stands up.
Oh, come, all ye faithful.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. I've been on the phone all day trying to find someone with musical skills to take over, but no luck.
I know, same here.
I mean, there must be someone in town with musical ability.
And nods.
You've been doing great with Jesse. Maybe you could do it.
Me?
Yeah.
No, not me. There's got to be somebody more qualified. Whenever I'm playing piano, I always picture my mom smiling and encouraging, but also wincing a little.
So she taught you?
Yeah, she did. If I wasn't in the workshop with my dad, I was playing piano with my mom.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's been tough for my dad ever since she passed. That's why my sister and I are encouraging him to retire and move closer to us.
So you and your sister must be close.
Yeah. I mean, she's in Connecticut with the husband and the kids, and I'm in the city, but we talk all the time.
So the husband and the kids in the suburbs thing isn't for you?
I don't know. I mean, certainly admit it has its appeal.
Keith stares at her.
Okay, listen, let's just focus on one thing at a time. We'll deal with the pageant right after the carnival tomorrow night.
Right. At least that's still going well.
Don't jinx it.
Sorry.
Exterior of Bill's house.
So I'm thinking we put the houses for Santa's Village around here.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. I'm off to the store. I'll see you two later.
Right. Okay, I'm right behind you, Dad. We just need a few more minutes here. We need to finish cleaning out that store room.
Danny, that can wait.
Dad, it can't. Tom's already listed the building. You need to get ready to move out.
It'll probably take a while to get an offer, and then there's escrow. Carnival's tonight, huh? We'll do it later, huh?
I'll be there shortly, and we can do it together.
Bill frowns.
Okay.
He walks off.
I think this is payback for all the times you've been to clean my room.
Well, as the parent of a young daughter, I'm on his side.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you giving up your Saturday to finalize everything.
No, happy to do it. Patty and Jesse are Christmas shopping anyway.
Is Jesse looking forward to the carnival tonight?
Oh, yeah. We have this little thing with a snowball toss every year. She thinks I let her win, and I go ahead and let her think that.
Saving your pride.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, by the way, Jesse had so much fun carving with your dad.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. In addition to being a great teacher, he knows how to make it fun.
So why don't you do it anymore?
I don't know. It's just hard to find time for things like that. It's like with music, you know, you gotta grow up at some point. Mm. Okay, let's get back to business. This right. Village is not gonna build itself.
That would be really cool if it did. Backward.
The carnival at night. Guests move around.
You got this. You got this.
Right.
Oh! All right, Jess, okay, if you move a little bit to the right.
Dad!
Okay, sorry.
Jesse plays a game.
Oh! Oh, girl! Nice.
Nicely yep. done!
Take your pick. Okay, let's go play another game.
Okay, bye!
She follows Bill.
So, we really need to talk about the pageant.
All right, sure, yeah. We can meet at the shop tomorrow and see what we can come up with.
Or you could just take over for Mr. Flannery.
Exactly.
Oh, look, it's Tom.
Hey, there you are. You having fun?
Yeah, we're just celebrating Jesse's win at the snowball toss.
Oh, nice. You know, it used to be my favorite game when I was a kid. And you up for a little friendly competition?
You're on.
Let's do it.
Tom and Ann leave.
I don't know what we're gonna do about her.
Yeah.
Keith frowns.
As do I.
That was so fun. I'm so happy I won this for you.
Oh, you just want me to carry this around all night, don't you?
Tom and Ann laugh together.
Hey. So I have to get going. I have an early morning showing on another property.
Oh.
Keith, it was great to see you.
You too.
Ann, I'll call you tomorrow. Okay. We already have a couple of nibbles on the building.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Good night.
Okay, good night. Bye.
Tom leaves.
Cotton candy?
Yes, please.
So, Tom seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. I've known him forever. Mm. Nice to have connections like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's tough in New York.
So, no boyfriend back there?
No, I mean, I work all the time. Or, I don't know, maybe I just haven't met the right guy.
I get it. I'm in the same boat. I dated a couple times after my wife passed away, but, you know, between work and Jess. Someday.
Yeah, someday.
Exterior of the toy shop.
We've only got a week until the pageant. Everyone is getting very nervous.
Yeah, I got a call from the guy who plays the organ at the church down the street, and he said that he'd play the piano, but as far as directing the choir, the barbershop quartets, and the solos, we're still looking.
Well, if only we knew someone who was musical that did the pageant every single year.
Yeah, it would be convenient if someone like that was around.
Yeah, guys, there's a big difference between singing in the pageant when you're a kid and directing it.
Oh, come on, but you were doing so great with Jesse.
Yeah, not the same thing either.
Well, if we don't find someone in the next day or two, we're going to have to cancel the whole thing.
Well, we still have a couple days to keep looking.
Would you look at that, huh?
Bill brings over a Santa toy.
It's music Santa. Hmm?
And reads the attached card.
I am music Santa. I remind people that a Christmas carol is a joyous way to bring the holidays to life and life to the holidays. Huh. Really, Dad, you just happened to stumble on this one.
You know, anything is possible at Christmas.
Okay, fine.
Hey.
I'll do it.
That's my girl.
And smiles and hugs Bill. Colleen and Keith hug.
Yeah.
Keith and Ann hug. Exterior of the town hall.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Excellent! Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then the 12 Days of Christmas is up next.
Thank you.
Sounds great.
Really? I just wish we had a few more voices to fill it in.
Anne, it's going to be fantastic. Just relax and enjoy it.
Right. Right. We're singing Christmas carols. This should be jolly, not awkward.
Oh, not as awkward as when you hugged Keith yesterday.
Oh, that was just a spur-of-the-moment thing. Like, woo, I'm doing the pageant. Here, have a friendly, doesn't-mean-anything hug of good tidings.
Good tidings?
It's the Christmas decorations.
Well, what about Tom? You've been spending time with him, too.
Oh, just a couple meetings about selling the building.
Just sounds like you've got a lot of possibilities.
Well, none of it means anything. After Christmas, I'm gone. I'm back to New York, so it can't mean anything.
Okay, if you say so. But tell me this, when you say it can't mean anything, do you mean Keith or Tom?
Anne smiles at Colleen. Keith and Alicia work on decorations.
Hey! Santa's village is starting to look good.
This is the House of Candy Canes. We can just hang them on these little hooks here.
And this is the House of Snowmen.
I love it.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm going to practice a little more with Jessie, and then she's going to be done for the day.
Okay.
Wanted to let you know.
All right. I'll be here.
Okay.
Anne leaves. Alicia smiles at Keith.
You're very merry.
Yeah, well, just a happy elf whistling while he works.
That's the Seven Dwarfs.
Right. Well, I'm whistling a Christmas carol, so it counts.
All of this merriment doesn't have anything to do with a certain Christmas committee co-chair, does it?
Maybe. A little.
Do you like her?
I said a little.
Did you talk to her about it?
No, I don't know how she feels. Okay, and the whole fact that she's heading back to New York after Christmas and, you know, this whole Tom thing.
All of which could be sorted out by, you know, talking to her. Hmm. But at the very least, you could do something to show her how you feel.
Keith and Alicia go back to work.
It's too late to change my song, right?
You don't want to do O Come All Ye Faithful anymore?
I heard Kylie Morgan practicing. She's doing the Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's really, really good. Better than me.
Jessie, it's not a competition.
I know, but I want to be really, really good.
And you are.
What if people don't like it?
People are going to love it. Are you kidding? I'm going to love it. Your dad is going to love it. In fact, I bet he's going to be cheering you on so loudly, it's going to embarrass you.
Probably. Does your dad ever do stuff like that?
All the time. That's what dads do, though. To him, everything I do is worth cheering about.
Like your Santas.
Yes, perfect example. He thinks they're great.
So do I. Oh,
thank you. But they're a little, I don't know. I mean, wouldn't you rather have a computerized, programmable horse that you can teach to talk?
I mean, that's pretty cool, but I think Santa's better than a talking horse any day, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he is.
You should make more.
You know, Jessie, I'm not sure I'd still know how.
You will, and Santa will help you remember.
Can't argue with that. I'll think about it, okay? Now let's practice.
A carousel toy.
Remember this? This is the first tool you ever used. Still has your initials in it.
You used to have to pry this thing out of my hands.
You'd have stayed up all night if I hadn't.
Oh, so many good memories here.
Yes, there are. Not going to be easy to say goodbye to them, is it?
No, it's not. Mm. But I don't know, maybe one day I'll start carving again. It's not really the most practical hobby for a New York apartment. Dad, there's still time if you want to reconsider.
I don't want to change my mind.
I can't come back and run this door.
Why not? I mean, you love this place.
I do, and I love you, but this, it's just not me anymore.
I think it's more than you're willing to admit.
Dad, I'm sorry. I can't.
Bill shakes his head.
Okay. Well, let's make this the best Christmas ever, okay?
Yeah.
One for the road.
Deal.
Deal. All right. There.
Hey, you know, this can wait. Why don't we just close up shop early for the day and go out and do something fun?
You don't have to ask me twice.
All right.
They turn around.
Hey!
Hi, Mr. Garrison. Hi, Anne.
Hi. What are you two doing here?
Well, we were on our way to go ice skating, and Jesse wanted to know if you two were interested in joining us.
Well, talk about good timing, because we were just saying how we should close up shop early and go do something fun.
Perfect.
Yep. Dad, ice skating?
Great. But I'm not sure we're going to be able to pick you up anymore if you fall down.
Don't worry. Dad won't let Anne fall.
Okay. Anne and Bill smile at Keith.
All right, well, what are we waiting for?
You're better at this than you were.
Are you kidding? You had to keep me from falling like a dozen times.
I don't think it was quite a dozen times.
It was close to that. Oh, that's Tom.
And answers her phone.
Hey, Tom, we're at the ice skating rink. What's up? That's amazing. Oh, my. Wow. Okay, yeah. We're going to be there really soon. Okay. Thank you.
She hangs up and looks at Keith.
We got an offer on the place.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, I know. It's really fast.
Oh, you must be happy. I mean, now your father gets to be closer to your sister and you in New York.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. It's great.
Exterior of Bill's house. And walks up to Bill.
You're actually cleaning out the closet.
Well, as long as we're cleaning house, I figured I'd help you out.
What about the store? You need to get ready to open.
Yeah, well, we'll get to it.
And grabs a sheet of paper from a box.
Came upon the midnight clear. This is one of Mom's favorites.
Yeah.
And takes it to the piano and sits down. She begins to play.
Your mother always loved it when you played piano.
Bill sits on the bench next to her. He puts his arm around her.
Jesse, we need to go. I'll take that as a yes, Father. I'm ready to leave.
It's her last day of school before winter break. Would you want to go?
Yeah, fair enough.
So anyway, you were saying the guy from the mill in Vermont called?
Yeah. He wants me to make a decision or he's going to give the job to someone else.
What are you going to do?
Keith pours coffee.
I don't even know if Mrs. Winslow's going to sell the mill or not.
Are you willing to take the risk she won't?
Well, it's not just about me. It's about all the people who work for me. It's about the entire town, you know? There's got to be a better solution to this. Some way to save the mill.
Keith, you know, one of the reasons my sister loved you is because you were always thinking of other people before yourself. But at some point, you've got to do what's best for you and for your daughter.
I think what's best for Jesse is to stay here, in the place she calls home with her favorite aunt and uncle.
Well, if you move to Vermont, then maybe we'll go with you.
Sure, and just quit your jobs and sell your house.
Why not? People do it all the time.
You'd really do that for us?
I'd consider it for Jesse. You, I'm still iffy about.
Yeah, touche.
A sign reads annual Christmas pageant. Coming soon. Stay tuned. And walks up to Keith.
Jesse told me to tell you that it is time to go home and bake Christmas cookies.
Oh, yes, that has been very high on the priority list all day.
Well, it wouldn't be Christmas without Christmas cookies.
Well, you know, I should build a house of Christmas cookies.
Only if I can live in it. Which one are you working on here?
This is the house of mistletoe. We're going to hang sprigs of it all along the roof line here and along all the other houses, and people come in to take a look.
And smiles.
Very sneaky.
I like to think of it as romantic.
That too.
And looks uncomfortable.
So how's the pageant rehearsal going?
It's going good, I think. I hope. Honestly, back in New York, I can juggle dozens of product lines and toys all at the same time. No problem. But here, I'm having a hard time deciding whether Silent Night should come before or after Joy to the World.
Well, sure. I mean, that is a very important decision that could make or break this entire pageant.
I know you're kidding, but that's actually not far from where my head is at. Between this and the shop, like...
You didn't think it would sell?
No, I did. I just didn't think it would happen so fast.
Oh, well. You having second thoughts?
No, I mean, it's the right thing.
Well, that doesn't mean it isn't hard. I mean, it's kind of like saying goodbye to your childhood.
Yeah, and I thought I was ready to do that, and then I came back here and I saw the shop and this town. I guess I didn't realize how much I've missed it.
So it's mostly about the town?
Well, and the people in it, of course.
Of course.
Keith stares at her. She stares back.
Well, let's probably go get Jess so we can get started baking.
Cannot leave Christmas cookies waiting.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, do you want to join us?
Yeah. I'd like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go to Jess.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of my snowman?
They look great, Jess.
So, Jesse, the pageant's in a few days. How are you feeling about your song?
Good. Thanks to you. And Santa.
Well, I think you deserve all the credit. Getting a solo your first time in the pageant, you should be really proud of yourself. I know I am.
So am I.
Okay, but I still think it was Santa that helped me be brave.
Well, maybe we should all get one of those.
Good idea, Dad. Maybe Anne can make you a new one. She said she was thinking about making more.
Yeah, I did say that, but I think it would take a lot to get me back in the wood shop.
Take a lot? How?
Well, I'd really only do it for someone I cared about. I mean, cared that they really needed one.
Well, Dad always says, anything's possible at Christmas.
Exterior of the toy shop. Anne works with wood in the back. It's the most wonderful time of the year. She shaves a piece with a tool. She carves it with another tool. She puts red paint on. She smiles as she works. She looks at a newly made Santa and smiles. Exterior of the mill.
Oh, Keith, could I speak to you for a moment?
Of course. Just finishing up a few things before we shut down for the holidays.
Yes, about that.
Mrs. Wenzel looks at Keith.
Once we've gotten past the holidays, I've decided to accept the offer on the mill.
Keith nods.
I know that's not the news you were hoping to hear.
No, but I understand.
I doubt the rest of the town will.
Well, they're good people, you know, resilient. I'm sure they'll find a way to bounce back. By the time the deal closes, people will have figured out a way to move on.
Well, I hope you're right. So, can we go to my office, go over the details, and then we'll talk to the staff?
Okay. You go ahead. I'll be right there.
Keith sighs. He dials his phone.
John? Keith McClain. I really appreciate your patience on the job offer. Well, I'm going to find out if there are other positions available. Yeah, you're shutting down the mill here, and I'd like to help out as many people as I can.
He nods. Exterior of the town hall.
I really wish you would have waited until after Christmas.
No, she's just working out the details of the deal. She wanted to give everyone as much notice as possible.
Still gonna put a damper on things. The pageant is tomorrow night. I'm not sure people are gonna feel like celebrating.
Okay, well then we're just gonna have to put on a little extra Christmas cheer, okay? Merry and bright. And all that stuff.
You're right. It's times like this that people need Christmas more than ever, right?
Right. I'm sure it'll all work out fine.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bill hands a customer a bag. Mrs. Wenzel comes into the shop.
Mrs. Wenzel, what a lovely surprise.
Mr. Garrison, just the man I was looking for.
I want to buy something else for my grandniece for Christmas.
Ah. I have just a thing for you. My Annie had one when she was that age, and she loved it.
That's just perfect. I don't suppose you could have it shipped?
Not a problem at all.
I knew I could depend on you.
Well, for this last Christmas here.
Yes. I don't know what the town's going to do without you. Will you miss it?
Absolutely. But, I mean, you can relate to that, right? I heard about the mill. You're going to miss it too, won't you?
Yes, I will. It was originally my husband's passion. When he died, I didn't know anything about running a business, but I kept at it. It took time, but in the end, I made that mill my own.
It's tough to let that go, isn't it?
Well, like you say, it's time.
Well, we're not getting any younger, are we?
Oh, speak for yourself.
Oh, I have something for you. Yeah. For you.
Bill hands her a Santa toy and she looks at it.
I am the Santa of years yet to come, looking to the future and all the Christmases ahead. It's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Merry Christmas, Mr. Garrison.
And to you as well, Mrs. Wenzel.
He smiles as she leaves.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
Hey, I'm glad I caught you. I just wanted to thank you for thinking of me for that job at the mill in Vermont.
No need to thank me. If it was up to me, there'd be a job for everybody.
I'm just sorry they're making you come with us to the interviews tomorrow. I mean, you already got the job.
Well, they just want my input on the new candidates. And I just wish they wouldn't have insisted on doing it on Christmas Eve. Mrs. Wenzel may not be Mrs. Claus, but she wouldn't do something like that.
You gotta do what you gotta do to get the job.
Yeah.
We'll just go and be back in time to hear Jesse sing.
We absolutely need to be back for that.
So, what did Anne say about all this?
I haven't told her yet.
Why not?
Just with everything going on, I just haven't had a chance.
Oh, okay. I thought it was because you didn't want to tell her that you were taking a job in another state.
She's heading back to New York. Her father's moving to Connecticut. It doesn't make a difference whether I stay or not.
Then I don't think there's any reason not to tell her.
Right?
Alicia walks away from Keith. Keith shuts the back of his car. Exterior of the toy shop.
Hey, how's it going with the pageant?
It's a bit of a challenge. Everyone's worried about what's going to happen after the mill closes.
Anything I can do?
Talk Mrs. Wenzel out of selling?
Yeah. Well, you know, they are still negotiating, so it wouldn't be official until after the holidays. But unless someone comes in with a better offer, I think it's a done deal.
I don't suppose we're going to make enough money off selling the store to be able to buy the mill.
I don't think so. But would you do that if there was?
You know, I'm not happy about what it's going to do to the town, but it's really just wishful thinking.
Anne smiles at Tom.
Well, maybe there's a reason besides the mill and the store that you'd want to stay for.
And looks down and back up at Tom.
Yeah, you might be right.
But it's not me, is it?
Tom.
Keith sees the two of them from across the street and stops. They hug. Keith walks back the other way. Tom walks away from Anne.
You know, that other reason that you might stay in North Bay for, maybe you shouldn't let it slip away. Whatever or whoever it is.
And smiles.
I really need you to take my shift tomorrow, Joanne.
Because Keith is going out of town and I need to watch Jesse.
Hold on. Come on in. Someone's at the door. Just give me a sec.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you on?
That's okay.
Is Keith here?
No. He went to the office to pick up some stuff to present at the mill in Vermont tomorrow.
Vermont?
He's been offered a job there.
And he's going tomorrow?
Just to talk to them about other positions for his people.
But he's moving away.
You know what? Let me just finish getting my shift covered. I'll be right back.
Patty walks away from Anne. and looks concerned. She looks around. She sets the gift bag down and leaves. A sign on the corner points to Garrison Toys.
Do you want to keep this?
And brings a wooden train toy over to Bill.
Huh. I carved this train for you when you were 3 years old.
I know. I used to love playing with it. I would always dream that I was on it and it was taking me to my very own castle.
Mm. With a handsome prince?
Dad, I was three. The only thing I cared about was the castle and the horses in the stable, of course.
Of course. Well, it's yours. You can decide what you want to do with it.
I'll think about it.
Okay. You know, it's been really quiet around here without Jesse.
Yeah. I guess it is.
Have you talked to Keith?
About what?
Well, I don't know. Him possibly moving to another state. You living in New York.
Well, that was going to happen regardless. And besides, he's already left to help with interviews, so.
Huh. Well, maybe when he gets back, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
Keith walks out of his house with a briefcase. Alicia looks at him.
Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
You seem less than enthused about this. You need to work on that before we get there.
I will. I just need a little time to psych myself up for it.
These are good jobs, Keith.
I know, and I'm grateful that there's potential jobs for everyone. There's got to be something more we can do here.
Like what?
I want to save the mill.
How? Do you have some secret inheritance lying around that I don't know about?
Unfortunately, no.
I get why this is important to you. But is it really just about the jobs, or is there something more to it?
It's not just about the jobs, okay? It's about the people, it's about the town, and it's about... There must be some other way.
Well, if there was, someone would have done it by now. We have got to hit the road.
Okay, just give me 1 minute, okay?
He hands the briefcase to Alicia and goes back inside.
Hey, kiddo.
I thought you were leaving.
I am. I just wanted to...
You'll be back in time for the pageant, though, right?
Absolutely.
He kneels down and holds Jesse's hands.
You're gonna be great, you know.
I hope so.
I know so. Come on, give me a hug.
They hug.
Be good for Aunt Patty. I love you.
I love you too, Dad.
She kisses him on the forehead and leaves the room. Keith sighs and looks to his right. He picks up the gift bag that Anne left. People file into the town hall.
I saved you guys some seats right up in the front row.
Anne hugs her dad.
I'm so proud of you.
You break a leg.
Thank you.
Colleen walks up to Anne.
It's like the whole town turned out.
I know. And I was worried no one was going to show up.
I guess ultimately everybody decided they needed a little Christmas spirit to cheer them up after all.
Great, no pressure. Listen, have you seen Keith?
I haven't seen him, but we should get started.
Okay, it's going to be great.
Okay.
And sighs.
The choir's almost done. Quartet, take your places. You're up next. And don't forget to smile and have fun. It's Christmas. Hi, Jesse. You're up next. Are you okay?
I think so. But I have Super Santa here, just in case.
And smiles.
Did I ever tell you why I made those?
I was going to give them out as Christmas gifts because I wanted the people I cared about to get something meaningful.
So then why'd you keep them?
Because I went off to college in New York and I saw this big city and I met all these new people and it was wonderful and exciting and I don't regret any of it. But it made me forget about some of the things that are important to me.
Like your Santas.
Yeah. I thought they were just part of my childhood, just fanciful things I made when I was a kid, and that they wouldn't mean anything to anyone.
They meant something to me.
I know. And you helped me realize that they still mean something to me, too. And it's just like your singing. It's meaningful to you and to everyone who's going to get to hear your beautiful voice. Have a great pageant, okay? Be brave.
You too.
Pam kisses Jesse on the top of her head. Jesse picks up her Santa toy and looks at it and herself in a mirror. Four people sing.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
The crowd applauds. Jesse walks on stage. Alicia and Keith enter the hall. Jesse smiles as she sees her dad. Keith gives her two thumbs up. And smiles at her.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
Keith looks proud. Watches with his mouth open.
Him Christ the Lord.
The crowd applauds. Keith smiles and applauds and goes on stage and hugs Jesse.
Hi.
Mrs. Wenzel goes on stage.
Hello, everyone. I hope everyone's enjoying the show as much as I am. That was really wonderful, Jesse. As you know, I am retiring. I have not changed my mind about that. But I have changed my mind about selling the mill. This was never about money to me. This was about moving closer to my brother and his family and enjoying my golden years. I never wanted to close the mill, but I didn't think there was any choice. Until today. Keith?
Keith goes on stage.
Great job, sweetie.
Thank you, Dorothy. Ever since I found out that Mrs. Wenzel was retiring and considering selling the mill, I've been trying to figure out a way to save it. It took me receiving a very special Christmas gift to come up with an idea.
Is that one of your Santas?
Yeah, it is.
Colleen and Bill smile at each other.
I'd like to read what it says. I am the Santa of love. Because at Christmas and all year round, there is no greater gift than love. Now, I'd like to say that this little guy inspired me. But it's about more than just a wonderfully carved figurine in a card. It's about where it came from. Who it came from.
Jesse and Anne look at each other.
And how much it meant that she was willing to make it. For me. So I was thinking about all that. And an idea came to me.
Dorothy.
I thought that because I had no family here that was interested in running the mill, that I had to close it down. Until Keith helped me realize that I do have family here. All of you. So, I'm giving the mill to the town. And Keith is going to be in charge of making sure it runs for a long, long time.
The crowd applauds ecstatically. Keith kisses Jesse on the top of the head. And runs off stage and up to her dad.
Dad, who is that?
What?
Bill stands. They walk outside together.
Sweetie, what's up?
Sell the store to me.
What?
I'll take it over. I'll run it. You can spend half the year in Connecticut with Lisa and the other half here with me. Maybe even help me out at Christmas.
What about your job, your life in New York?
I think I'm ready to come home. What do you say?
Yeah.
They embrace.
Oh, I almost forgot. I was going to give this to you later, but...
My reindeer? Mm-hmm. I can't believe you found him.
Maybe you could carve a few more and keep him company, huh?
Keith walks outside.
I'll give you guys a minute.
Okay.
Bill smiles at Ann and walks off. He and Keith shake hands. Keith brings Ann's coat.
You ran out without your coat.
Thanks. It's freezing.
He helps her put it on.
That was, quite a speech.
Yeah. Felt a little long.
Nope. Just perfect. So you got the Santa, huh?
Keith nods.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you can put it next to Jesse's.
I think I got a better place for it. You can put them both in the house of the wooden Santas.
He places the Santa in an outdoor house.
I don't know what to say.
Say you'll stay. I know you and Tom.
Tom. Tom is just a friend. A good friend. But the Santa of love is the first thing I've carved since I was a kid. And I didn't do that for Tom. Did that for you.
Keith smiles. He looks down.
So,
the mill is staying open, so I'm thinking the toy store should too.
And smiles at him. Keith looks surprised.
This town definitely needs a toy store.
They gaze at each other.
Merry Christmas, Anne.
Merry Christmas, Keith.
They kiss, with the many lit up Christmas trees around them.